This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right. Let's get our attention focused, shall we?
It's 7 after the hour. Yes, this is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview, courtesy of folks at Talkers Magazine, represented here by Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who will present for us the list of the top 10 stories, the topics, if you will, that have been prominent this week on News Talk radio stations all around the country, and the people who are on that list as well. Sometimes we, after we go through the list, we take some of the stories out and try to dice them up a little bit, dice them and splice them. I think there are a number of candidates for that this week, Michael, but first, let's have you go through the list that you and your staff have put together.
Yes, lots of splicing and lots of dicing, and here we go at number 10. We have the NBA and NHL Finals. Really interesting, always interesting. At number 9, the IRS versus conservatives. At number 8, concealed carry ruling. At number 7, the death of legendary Muhammad Ali. At number 6, transgender bathroom issues. At number 5, weak job growth report. At number 4, the Stanford rape sentence. At number 3, the battle against ISIS. At number 2, the Trump University case. And number 1, the presidential race. We have reached the point where it appears apparent that we will have for the first
You've
time.
You've reached the point. Yes, we have reached the point.
We've reached another point.
I mean, one more point has been reached. Yes, that's
true. You know what's funny about Hillary Clinton? Here we have the first time.
Not much. I don't think she has much of it. She has a great laugh, sort of like a horse laugh, but I don't know. Can you imagine Hillary Clinton telling a joke? Hey, I met this guy at the bar once. You don't see her telling a joke, do you? Really?
I have no idea. I suspect there's.
Well, met her. We both met her. I find her quite likable, actually.
I've seen her in person. I've never met her.
Oh, really?
I interviewed her on the telephone once. I was a guest at the White House when she made the presentation for her health care package back in the early first term of the Clinton administration. But I never really met her, although I've met Bill Clinton quite amazingly on a number of occasions. But I was just going to say, you know what's amazing about Hillary? I might have said it the first time I said it, what's funny about Hillary, and then you said there's nothing funny about Hillary. There's nothing funny about anything right now. But what's interesting about Hillary Clinton is here we have a historic moment where, it appears quite evidently that she's going to be the first woman to be nominated by a major party, you know, in the 160-some-odd years or whatever it is that nobody but a Democrat or a Republican has made it to the White House. And people don't think of her. It's like not a big deal. Have you noticed that the fact that she's a woman is very secondary? Hillary is just Hillary. She really has.
I'm thankful for that. I think it's about time.
Yeah, she's transcended whether she's a woman
the
or
gender
or,
stuff.
Yeah. It happened. Good it's a point. Side. It's a side fact. Mm-hmm. And that I think is pretty amazing unto itself and something to celebrate.
The expectations, Michael, though, of having a woman candidate, the women who have preceded her in other countries have, according to some anyway, acted like men instead of acting like women, whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever
Many
that
people
means.
Feel that women are better leaders because they're more sensitive, more sensible, not likely to be as aggressive as men are, and therefore better leaders in a circumstance like that. Obviously, we have yet to see
but it's
that.
Not true.
Mrs. Clinton.
It's not true, though.
Her record as a senator from New York led me to believe that she was quite bellicose. She supported most of the war efforts when she was a senator, voted for them, that kind of stuff. It didn't seem kind and gentle. At least under those, if you use that as a criteria for whether a woman is gentle or not, or going to seek solutions to problems that aren't, use the word get bellicose, that's a good word here, and are not focused on anger and retribution. But that doesn't seem to be, even though that's what we think, some collectively, that women bring to the table, a gentleness, a kindness, that may be an oversimplification.
Yes,
yes.
You have just oversimplified it. you have used a large chunk of my space here to say the obvious.
Take it
Captain,
all back.
Captain Obvious? Was that the character from a commercial? No, I don't mean that. I don't mean to give you a tough time. All I'm saying is that in response, you cannot judge a presidential candidate by some broad category that they happen to be a member of, like being an African-American, being a man, being a woman.
Being a Democrat.
In the case of Bernie Sanders, being Jewish. I mean, Bernie Sanders has come out with some positions that a large percentage of the Jewish population disagree with regarding Israel. I mean, we must be very careful not to fall into that idea that women are, gentle and men are rough. Or, I mean, look at Maggie Thatcher when the Argentinians kind of got a little feisty with Britain over the Falklands. She sent the Navy down there and whipped them. There was nothing feminine or motherly or soft about that. I think that it's quite obvious that Hillary Clinton is anything but a pacifist. Let's go through the people. We have Stephen Curry and LeBron James at number 10. We have Harry Reid at number 9, Vladimir Putin at 8, Muhammad Ali at 7, Brock Turner at number 6, Gonzalo Curiel at number 5, Bernie at 4, Barack Obama at 3, Hillary Clinton at 2, and Donald Trump, the media exhibitionist, Donald Trump at number 1.
Isn't it interesting? We could take all of the top 4, just use their first name, and everybody would know who we were talking about.
Yeah, Bernie, Barack, Hillary, and Donald.
Yeah, right. If you say Gonzo, they're not going to know who you're talking about until you start getting into the Trump campaign and Trump University and whether this guy is actually somebody who's a Native American, is he really, all of that sort of stuff, which is provided for good color and good conversation, which is what we're all about here as we review the charts for the week of June 6th to the 10th, 2016. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
What the? Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Are we watching history repeat itself? It's your country, and I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute. The French author Alexis de Tocqueville published a book about the centralization of power under France's kings that led up to their revolution of 1789. But the book could also describe Washington, D.C. today. France was a decentralized society of peasants ruled by aristocrats under a weak national government. As their system started to break down, the national government grew, regulating welfare payments for the poor, dictating how farmers should run their farms. It finally collapsed in a violent revolution. France back then resembles Washington today. Incoherent regulations, an explosion of unaccountable bureaucrats, and the idea that nothing can be built without the government's help. We must fix our broken system and restore the limits on government, or we may be doomed to watching history repeat itself. I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and remember, it's your country.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. You support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow and You'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
17 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio with the overview from Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through the list of people and of stories with a couple of side trips as we usually do. I say we, it's usually me, and Michael brings me back into the center. We made mention of Gonzo Curiel, who is the judge in the Trump University case. There is some concern about him belonging to a group, Michael, that has emerged. Now, you always wonder, I am suspicious as to the origin of the rumors about him, that he belongs to some group of classic anti-American, Hispanic-loving, white-hating people. But that's the rumor as we go into the weekend.
It's untrue.
Not true.
It's untrue. He's a member of a group of lawyers that has the same name in their name that refers to Hispanics that a radical group has. And he's in no way associated with it. And this is something that Trump pulled out of his bag of tricks. Mm-hmm. I hold Trump responsible for anything his organization does, as I hold any candidate responsible for what their organizations do, or any leader responsible for what the people that work for them do.
I don't disagree. Who do you hold responsible for the Brock Turner case? Now this conversation has gotten wildly.
I don't know who to hold responsible. I don't know enough about it. It just seems very peculiar that a judge would do that. And, you know, if you read it on the surface, it looks like
the judge. There are people. The judge says it was the rape was caused by alcohol. I'm looking at a list of causes that have been used as defenses over the year for rapists who've been charged with this horrible crime. The woman asked for it because of what she was wearing. She was alone. I saw a rape on television, yada, yada, yada. But you know who causes rapes?
Rapists.
Rapists cause rapes.
Well, yeah.
The rest of this stuff is nonsense.
Yeah. Well, it's ancillary information. I mean, you could say, hey, why was this woman walking down the dark alley naked on a night when there were thugs around? And she got raped, doesn't mean that they're still not guilty for raping her. You know, I mean, if you leave your door open and somebody comes into your house and steals something, it doesn't make them less of a thief. So the blaming the victim is not a good thing in terms of handing out justice. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't talk about things you should do to protect yourself from being a victim.
The whole business about what we do and how we think about this stuff, it's a blight on men. I think that men, not only the obvious, but how it is that a judge would say, or the father would, never mind the judge, the father says he shouldn't be held responsible for this to the tune of 14 years in jail. There was only 20 minutes of fun. What father
he didn't
would
say
be
fun, he
dumb
said
enough?
He said action.
Action, sorry, 20 minutes of action. Yeah, okay. So, I couldn't imagine putting myself in that position, could you?
No.
21 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. The Talk Radio Review, an overview of the stories that have occupied a lot of time, a lot of air, important information being discussed, and lots of opinions. Before we leave what is the number four story, the Stanford rape case, this week on the countdown, I'm looking at a picture of a gentleman named Lee Carroll Brooker, who's 75 years old, was in the Army for a number of years. He was a three striker in California. He got caught growing 36 marijuana plants behind his son's house. He's now serving life without parole because he grew marijuana plants. So here we put him up next to Brock Turner, who raped a woman on campus and got what is now a 3 or 4 month sentence. Something about what we were saying, and I think this was off the air, Michael, about there is no justice, really. This country is not the expression of liberty and justice for all. There isn't justice for all. Would you agree?
Well, it's certainly not just. There's a problem, and a lot of it has to do with how much money you have. The role of money in the justice system, and then beyond that, the role of status in the justice system is clearly uneven. And the picture of the woman with the scales of justice, she's supposed to have a blindfold on, that justice is blind, that it doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, what your race, your gender, how much money you have, you're supposed to get a certain amount of fairness under the law in the justice system. I mean, the word justice, it clearly, we have not achieved that. And it is a major problem. The justice system in America is a major problem that we have in this country because it is unfair, it is unjust, it is unequal, it's discriminatory, and basically it is weighted against the poor. It's weighted in the favor of the rich, and it's weighted against the poor. Not good.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do about it?
What do we do about it? We talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, society. We can talk about the radio. What does society do? Do we help push them along because of what we do on the air?
Society has to, it's a slow process of education. It starts with conversation. It starts with people being aware of it. It starts with people protesting it. It starts with organized pressure. And slowly but surely, through the proper education and a reevaluation of judges, their decisions, and various courts and how they operate, hopefully we could evolve to a more enlightened state. It starts with enlightenment. It starts with education. That's how it starts.
Education. Starts with a family attitude, or an attitude that men have. What was it like in your family? Did you have, did you feel that your father gave you a set of guidelines, and or your mother gave you a set of guidelines by which to live? Maybe they did it by example. Maybe they said to you, this is what to do and this is what not to do. But I think that's what I remember about, you know, I think we're all products of our environment. This kid did what he did because he felt in some part of his body that it was acceptable. His mother and or his father condoned this sort of thing. This kid didn't just pick up his values by, you know, osmosis. You get it from your environment.
There's no question about that, and we all need to be better parents. That's a tough nut to crack.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, you don't want the government telling you how to be a parent, and yet some people aren't qualified to be parents.
I don't want the government telling me who can go into the bathroom. That's another one, this transgender bathroom thing.
Sure you do.
My God, I do?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want some crazy woman coming into the bathroom while you're in there peeing and rape you.
That's not funny. I admit to going into ladies' rooms when the men's room's full. I go into the ladies' room and close the door, lock it, do what I need to do, and then leave.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Top 10 items from the world of news talk radio, the stories, the talk topics, if you will, plus the names of the people who are in the focus conversationally. That's what we do in this hour of the Countdown Show every single week. Michael Harrison joins us. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. I thought it was interesting, as an aside, you and I spent an hour together on the air doing one of the other programs that I do, the American Family Farmer, this week. And as part of the discussion, we were talking about the state of information that is in existence in our country, what people know about various things and how little sometimes we find out about specific things, but yet they're so important to us, like where do we get our food? Where does food come from? What do we know about sources of food? What are the things that affect our choices? That sort of thing. An overall bigger discussion could be had on just making choices in life in general. Don't you think? I mean, when you look at things, we have a choice in the presidential race. We have a choice as to who to believe. We have a choice as to what to support. We have a the transgender bathroom issue, a serious legal issue. The number six item this week on the countdown, where to allow, and we sort of just passed it off briefly, and I'm not sure that it isn't just something that ought to be briefly passed off, except what it does is give people who do radio programs who like to rail against the government an opportunity. It's just like it's meat because the feds are in here threatening to close down or not give money to states if they don't do what the federal government wants them to do. And isn't that the kind of red meat? We say this is terrible, but yet we want these sorts of things to happen because it gives us something to talk about. Yes?
Well, it's like doctors wanting people to be sick so they have a business. I mean,
the drug company, you see the drug company trying to make people better? The cancer industry, where they make a lot of money.
I mean, you're talking about a quirky side of human nature. Bringing it back to media, I get a little bit annoyed by the discussion in our business of media and talk radio that, hey, this is good for the business because it gives us something to talk about. To a certain extent, obviously, that's true, and to a certain extent, it's understandable that people would say that. However, I try to tell my colleagues, you know, before you get so excited about, you know, how sensational this is and how good it is for business, stop and think. Are you doing your program? Are you doing your business in a vacuum? Are you not subject to the same problems that everybody else in the world is subject to? Or are you exempt from it because you're in the media? Because when you turn off the mic and you go out to the parking lot and you get in your car and you go home, you're in the same damn world that you feel so high and mighty above and separate from because it's giving you fodder for your stinking show. But the point of the matter is that you live in the same world everybody else does. And just because you may get a good show out of it doesn't mean that it doesn't impact you as much as it does everybody else. So I when I hear people say that, you know, well, the country may be going to hell in a handbasket, but it's great for our business, I think it's just stupid, selfish, and ultimately very destructive. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
So we can move on to the next item. There's no controversy here. I do.
It annoys me,
though. I know it does. Okay, so here's something we probably won't agree on.
Ah.
The passing of Muhammad Ali and the focus on his life and what he did with his life. I think he did great things with his life for the most part outside of the ring. However, I believe the reason he got all the attention he did was anathema. I find it, and I may be the only one in the world who said this, but I take exception to his becoming a figure that otherwise wouldn't have gotten any credibility because he spent his career beating the crap out of people.
Beaten the crap out of. I mean, you know.
Well, not enough to have spoiled his record, but when you look at how he died, it was 100% because he got the crap beat out of him. But he spent his life beating up or being beaten upon. And I just don't see that that's something to hold up as an example of a great way to spend your life. Although, after he was done in the ring, before he got Parkinson's, he did spend a majority of his time doing good. So how do I handle this? I got criticized soundly this week by listeners who said that I was I either didn't know what I was talking about, or I was stupid, or I didn't understand what boxing was all about, or I didn't understand sports, or whatever it was. But I was very, I didn't change my opinion, nor did I change what I said on the air about it. I think it's anathema that a guy who spent his career beating up on people was held in the esteem he was. What could he have done, however, the caveat to it, what could he have done that would have given him the platform to make the changes or say what he did?
No, he wouldn't have been who he was if he didn't have the platform and be in the ring and be a colorful character who had the spotlight and the platform to go about a very real life. His life was a reality show in many ways that from which many lessons were drawn and from which controversy will always spring. He was a controversial figure. Even at the peak of his career, he was controversial. He wasn't liked by everybody, and he won't be. But the key to answer your question is, one, life is complicated and full of ironies. So the word that you use is irony. Isn't it ironic that a man whose claim to fame was beating up people and being beaten up in a sport that is considered brutal and uncivilized would go on to be considered a civil rights leader and a man who pushed the evolution of human awareness forward? I mean, that's the way you phrase it, that it's ironic. It's neither black or white, good or bad, all of one thing or all of another. It's like so many things in life. It's abstract, it's complex, it's vague, it's on one hand and it's on the other hand. And we don't have enough of that in our discussion. We're too into good or bad, left or right, have an opinion, have a take, don't suck, you know, that kind of thing. And that's the way... That's
don't
the way,
suck.
Have a take and don't suck. I mean... I don't care if you're wrong, just have an opinion, damn it. You know, that's part of the mantra of our industry. Come on, you know that. And we're sharing that with the listeners. Not that they don't know it. They're not stupid. They're into talk radio. They see how it works. It's everything is that way. I mean, Ross Perot said it when he, after one of the debates. He says, we're here talking about reality, and we're a bunch of grown men having makeup put on our faces so that we look good on television. You know, all the world's a stage. What was that, Shakespeare?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there are so many things. But the second part of my answer to you is that it's how he used his platform. If you don't have a platform, if you don't attain some type of a claim to fame, then you can't do anything. Nobody would care what some guy who, you know, is a garbage collector or even a teacher or a person who works in a store has to say about these things. It's when you have fame and you have a platform and then you choose to do something or other, whether that platform was achieved by beating people up or by, you know, being a volunteer. At a local hospital. It doesn't matter. Whatever the platform is, it's how you use it that puts you in a situation where you can have impact for good or bad, and that you would be judged for that.
Food for thought as we continue on our countdown. Michael Harrison here with me on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Each week, we take the list of people that are important to the top stories and enumerate them as well. So I'll go through the list from number 10 to number 1. Steph Curry and LeBron James at number 10 because the NBA is all over their finals. Harry Reid, Democratic Senator, number 9. Vlad Bad, Pukin Putin, number 8. The life of Muhammad Ali and therefore his story is at number 7. Brock Turner and his story at number 6. Gonzo Curiel, the judge involved in the Trump hearing, is number 5. Bernie Sanders is 4. Barack Obama, 3. Hillary Clinton, 2. And Donald Trump, the number 1 most discussed person, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen at 43 past the hour.
Why and how you should do soil testing. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. From transporting family and friends to hauling more cargo, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle allows you to do more. Visit Kubota.com for details.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTV X1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in a hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTV X1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
University of Minnesota Extension nutrient specialist Fabian Fernandez says soil tests should be done about every 4 years.
The expense of soil testing is not that much, especially when you consider the cost of fertilizers. It will guide you into knowing how much to apply. So it is really a very profitable thing to manage those nutrients based on the information that you get from a soil test.
Fernandez says you can collect soil samples yourself if you know the right procedure.
The importance of collecting the samples, this cannot be overstressed. Making sure that you know your land-grant university sampling depth recommendation is critical.
Fernandez says bad samples will lead to bad test results.
The information that you get from a soil test result is only as reliable as the way you collected the sample, the way that the sample was analyzed. So a farmer needs to not only select a reputable soil testing lab that will provide good information, but also in terms of how to collect the soil sample, when to collect it.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the pad in MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Lots of time every week for those who like to listen to the discussions of issues on the air, devoted to any number of stories. And so the job that we have here on the Countdown is to take the information that Michael and his staff glean at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com and bring some light and heat and relevance to them as the list is put together. The legal reality of Donald Trump and the university that he founded, and then some other things that people are trying to say, that he stiffs contractors, he pays them a deposit, and then they have to take him to court, they sue him. I mean, all kinds of things that have nothing to do with being president, or do they? What is there about all of these things, the secondary things that come out about Mrs. Clinton or about Mr. Trump or any of these other people? I don't know anything about Bernie Sanders' life other than what politically he stands for. Do you? I don't know really any about his children. I don't know what he does for fun. I just know what he's
presenting. I hear he's a wild womanizer.
Of course you do. He's got dandruff, I know that. I don't know much about the guy.
He's got this whole secret life. He hangs out in nightclubs. Yeah.
But we don't know. But yet we know every single thing about Hillary Clinton and her legs. We know every single thing about Donald Trump and his hair. And I said purposely the thing about the dandruff because that's the only thing I know personally about Bernie Trump. But I know a lot of things about Hillary
Bernie
Clinton.
Trump.
I know.
The illegitimate Trump, child.
Bernie's there's a Freudian slip if I ever made one.
Well, are you saying that the media focuses on frivolous aspects of people's power of life?
No! Oh, my God! No, Michael! I would never say such an outrageous thing as that. You know. The news media, perhaps, if there is any such thing anymore as the real news media.
Which do you think is more important, the size of Hillary Clinton, I would say Hillary Trump, of Hillary's legs or Trump's hands? You know, I mean, think about it.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, it's all very important.
You want to really thinking. Yeah, think about ahead. Donald Trump putting his hands, excuse me, on Hillary's legs.
I don't know how to respond to that. That's one of the most provocative thoughts I've ever had. I be in my head for the rest of the day. I know we got a break coming up, but I think it's very important whether or not Trump pays his bills, because it has to do with the character of the man and what type of character he has. And if you want to talk about that when we come back, I think it's kind of interesting.
If you're just tuning into the Countdown, these are the top 10 items on our story list for the week of June 6th through the 10th, 2016. The world of sports talk radio, all the focus on the finals in basketball and hockey at number 10. The IRS and more focus on conservatives and them being victims of the IRS. The concealed carry ruling in California is number 8. The passing of Muhammad Ali, number 7, the continuing focus on bathroom issues, mostly in the South, number 6, the job growth report doesn't seem to be holding up to some of the promotional material you're getting from the government, that's number 5, this Kerr in Stanford, I guess he's out of the school now, but the rape case and the sentence that is attached to it, number 4. Number 3, the battle against Daesh. Number two, the Trump University case. And number one, the overview of the Democrats and the Republicans, who's running in this year's presidential race. It's 50 minutes past the hour, 10 minutes before the hour, on the Countdown Review.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. I'm Doug Steffen, now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney, college professor, the author of a number of books on the law and radio. He has a website called scamicide.com, in which he helps people like you who have been scammed in the legal afterthrows of protecting yourself and warning those who are smart enough to pay attention to what's at scamicide.com of the throes, the vagaries of the sorts of things that Mark Zuckerberg even got trapped in. Man, if this guy's getting hacked, you know we're all just pawns in that big game of life. Stephen, what in the name of that guy's getting hacked?
The interesting thing there, Doug, is that he didn't follow some really basic steps that you would think he's too smart to avoid.
Yeah.
And essentially, he did not have a unique password for all of his accounts. So when it got hacked, in his case, it was probably one of them from LinkedIn, they were able to get at his Twitter account. But even there, Twitter allows you to have what we call dual-factor authentication. So even if somebody manages to steal your password, when you go in to legitimately use your Twitter, Twitter sends you a code to your smartphone. But he didn't use the dual-factor authentication. So, shame on Mark Zuckerberg. Two simple steps he could have taken, but didn't. And I get this is a lesson for us all. Be smarter than Mark. Just take these precautions.
Okay, yeah. Number eight this week on the countdown is the focus on the concealed carry ruling by the Ninth Circuit in California. Where does this go, other than straight to the Supreme Court?
It It may not. You know, it is the Ninth Circuit, which is in California, as you indicated. And California had a rule about applicants could get a license to carry a concealed weapon if they showed, quote-unquote, good cause. And what the court decided was that good cause is just not your feeling that you need to carry it for your own personal safety. So here, is this a reasonable restriction? And that's the key thing. You know, some who are objecting to this and saying the Second Amendment should allow you to have a firearm for self-defense in any position. And one of the consenting judges even said it obliterated the Second Amendment's right to bear a firearm. I'm not so sure. And I think this could be considered a reasonable restriction. You know, all you have to do is show a good cause, like you routinely carry a large amount of money, you're being stalked. I don't think this will go far. And in addition, there are not a lot of states that have that regulation. So this is not imposing this on other states. It's just a narrow California thing that may be more indicative of what will be happening, but who knows?
All right, number four, the Stanford rape sentence. Other than running this judge out of town on a rail, man, he's so vulnerable. Over, what, 1 million people have signed a protest or a recall for this guy. How does a judge get away with stuff like this?
Well, you know, in California, not as easy to get away with it as in other states. They've got pretty good recall laws. However, you know, one of the things that struck me with this case was the judge didn't come up with that sentence himself. The prosecutor wanted more time. They generally do. It was the probation department who recommended to the judge, and judges very often, most often, go along with the recommendations of probation. But it's coming out in the news that this, what's the legal term, this piece of crap who got convicted was lying his head off to probation. And frankly, if I were the judge, I would bring up new charges, new perjury charges for lying to probation and slap some time on there. So the judge, I think he's going to feel some public wrath even if he doesn't get recalled. But I'd like to know where the heck probation came with a sentence so small. And, God, this rapist, the worst thing he had for him was the people writing letters in support. God, they couldn't have been more clueless and stupid.
Oh, my God. Awful. Yeah, really. Okay, a few seconds on, we ever going to settle this transgender bathroom issue, number six this week on the countdown, continuing the discussion about this, which seems to be going nowhere.
Yeah, and part of the things is there's a really rapid change in recognizing the rights of transgender individuals. And so there are so many places. The military is now having to look at what their programs are. The Department of Education has set out guidelines to the state. But by guidelines, it means you don't have to follow them. But if you don't follow them, you're not going to get any federal money.
Right,
so
exactly.
This is going to be around for quite a while.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney, with an overview of the legal implications of some of the things that are in the Talk Radio Review this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and...
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.